something I think we were expecting. People were bracing for it to an extent, but we weren't sure when it was going to happen. Johnny Manziel has signed with Hamilton. He's in Hamilton practicing with the Ticats. We caught up with him about 2 months ago, and circling back now, he's back on the show. Here's Johnny Manziel. How you doing, Johnny?
Back again, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this, man. So take us through the process here. Like, at what point, when we talked to you a couple of months ago, you weren't sure which path you were going to take. When did it become clear for you that the CFL in Hamilton was the right spot?
You know, we pretty much sat back and said that, you know, after the spring league, we're going to talk to a lot of people, see, and gave it 4 weeks. And after the end of the 4 weeks, we knew it was pressing on training camp up here. And I really just, you know, I wanted to get up here and start being a part of a team again and getting back to doing what I really missed for a couple of years. So I'm very excited about it and getting up here and talking with everyone. Getting to know these guys on the team has been, it's been great.
Did you have serious talks with any NFL teams, or did that just kind of die down and you said going to Hamilton?
No, I mean, we vetted every situation. You know, me and my agent, my family really sat there, looked at everything. You know, I talked to past coaches, got advice from a lot of people around, you know, both leagues. And, you know, I felt like this was the best career decision.
What have NFL teams told you over the past few months that they're looking for out of you? What do they want to see from you in the CFL?
I mean, for now, my focus is really on the CFL. You know, I'm here for 2 years. I came up here. I know I have to earn my place up here. Just from the few days of practice, I see this is a high level league. And there's a bunch of good players out there. There really are. And, you know, I'm impressed with the quarterbacks that we have here. You know, some guys on our defense are really standing out. But, you know, I'm having fun getting a chance to really learn this again.
Well, and that was something we've debated for quite some time. I mean, you get compared to a guy like Doug Flutie because of your college career and your size. And Flutie came up here and lit the CFL up. But he was here for 8 years, like 8 years in the CFL. I mean, are you prepared for that kind of time that you might have to commit to the CFL? Do you have a drop-dead date in terms of when you want to get back to the NFL or make another life decision? How are you going to handle that?
You know, for now I'm here, and I did sign my contract. I am here for 2 years, and I have absolutely no problem with me coming up here, earning my place here, and showing people that I can get back into the building and do what I need to do to be successful in the career that I'm doing. And I know that it may take, you know, more time than I'm accustomed to learn some of this stuff, but, you know, I feel comfortable that all the guys we have here, the coaches we have here, you know, done nothing but help me catch up on this playbook and the things that are going to help me, you know, settle in football-wise. So being patient with it, I know it's going to take some time, and we'll see how long, you know, everything else plays itself out down the road.
The transition to the CFL, you just mentioned the playbook. It's just a different animal than down south. Is it something that you can feel like you can get accustomed to very quickly just because of your skill, or is it something that you're going to wade in kind of slowly and see how you adjust?
You know, I wouldn't say the volume is as much as the stuff that I've been accustomed to in the past, but just the intricacies of the routes, blocking schemes, some certain things are a little bit different. But, you know, I feel like I have a good grasp on it right now, and I'm continuing to watch some of this game film that they have up here and see, you know, when Coach Jones came in last year and see some of the stuff they did and, you know, compare that to the reps we have in practice are, you know, going to be beneficial for me for sure. You know, I'm starting to piece some things together and just, you know, day after day, learn one thing, you know, to keep getting better. And I feel like, you know, the playbook will come naturally.
With Johnny Manziel, you mentioned June Jones, your head coach, and during the courting period, so to speak, when you guys were going back and forth, he was really pumping your tires publicly. And I think he said something along the lines of, you have the capabilities to be an all-time great CFL player. I mean, that's putting a lot of pressure on you before you even step in. But with that being said, I mean, has he given you any guarantees? Do you believe you're going to be starting day one? How has that been handled in terms of what you're expecting now that you're in Hamilton?
You know, I'm obviously a competitive person, but, you know, right now, just watching Jeremiah the last couple of days, the guy's definitely, you know, a really good quarterback up here. Just the way he knows the offense, the ins and outs of everything. You know, he's been nothing but a pro in the locker room, helping me with everything, so I'm appreciative of that. And, you know, as Coach Jones has stated, you know, he said it's going to take a lot to come in here and earn my respect and, you know, learn this playbook and execute it. That's the thing. I have to go out and just piece by piece learn stuff and then go out and try and make some plays and see what happens. But other than that, I know it's going to be a process. It's going to take some time. So, you know, I'm tempering my expectations from a personal level because I know, you know, times in the past where I've expected more and struggled with it a little bit. I've got down on myself. So, you know, I have things in place right now that I think things are going really well and I'm in a good position.
How about the transition to the city of Hamilton? I mean, it's a smaller town outside of Toronto. I mean, are you looking for places closer there? Are you going to live in the big city and commute? Are those things, obviously, I know from traveling around in my pro career, you always looked for places that were easy to get to and easy access, but you still need to have a somewhat of a lifestyle. Is that something that you've had to put a lot of thought into?
Yeah, not a lot of thought. I mean, I'm here, obviously, have some time in the dorms and stuff to figure out what's going to happen when we're out of training camp. So, you know, I don't anticipate being far from the facility. I like being able to bounce in and bounce out, not have to worry about a commute. So that's how I've always handled stuff in the past. And, you know, I have a little regimen of things I like to do during the week that I'm going to try and add extra time because I know the time that we do have is less than what I'm accustomed to, like in the NFL and stuff. So, it's going to be a little bit kicked into overdrive for the next couple of weeks, but I feel like I have a solid grip and I'm actually going out and doing some things on the field.
How do you balance being with the guys again? I'm sure when everybody leaves the game or the game is taken away, they miss being around the guys. And there's also an excitement level when all the boys get back together. They want to go out. They want to do stuff. How do you balance that, enjoying it and kind of saying, I also got to be on my best behavior here, but it's still enjoying your teammates?
Yeah, the easy part is getting back into this and getting into the locker room and getting, you know, start talking to guys and seeing where guys are from and going to the normal conversation that goes on like that. And, you know, it's refreshing because it is something that I definitely missed for a long time. You know, I remember a lot of conversations from a football field. My friends that I have now, majority of them are football players, and the place that this game takes you is incredible. So to get here and start doing some things like that again is the easy part. But, you know, everybody has their life off the field. I know what I have to do off the field to ensure success. And, you know, I know there's times where, you know, because of how I've been in the past, I'm making better decisions these days. So, you know, I'm enjoying my teammates for what it is. But, you know, I'm up here and I have a job. You know, I got to take this extremely serious because not only am I completely changing a type of sport, you know, it's a different offense, a lot of different things up here, you know. I just need to continue to do what I need to do to focus on football.
With Johnny Manziel, I mean, your celebrity's well known. You were a great college player. You won a Heisman, you know, first round pick to the Browns. Last time we had you on, you talked about your relationship with Drake, and you know a lot of celebrities and your Twitter followers and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. In terms of the reaction from Canadians and the Canadian media, were you expecting this kind of a reaction? Were you expecting this kind of a buzz that you've created once you signed in Hamilton?
I haven't really seen it or heard it, you know?
Well, it's been out there, man. People are buzzing about it.
I've seen the excitement. Obviously, a bunch of people have been out the last couple of days at practice. It's been refreshing to see, you know, signed a couple jerseys and things like that. So the turnaround that quick to be welcomed like that has been great. But other than that, you know, the day's pretty much been football, football, football. I'm not on my phone very much. When I'm on my iPad, I'm watching film, and that's really what it's been like the last couple of days. I feel like I'm behind, you know, set back a little bit from getting in and missing a mini camp and certain things like that. So, you know, I have to kick this thing into overdrive, like I said earlier.
Are you bringing the money sign to Hamilton?
Man, I don't anticipate it, but you never know. I'm up here to have fun. I'm up here to get back the ball, and, you know, that was a part of my life that where I was playing well and I was doing some things, so... You know, I feel like I have to play up to that status if I'm going to do anything like that.
Yeah, I think that's got to be a part of the program, man. I mean, first touchdown you throw for, you run for. I think you got to bring the money sign out. I think people would be looking for that in Hamilton.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not crazy to suggest.
No.
Go for it. Bring it. Well, we'll be tracking you, man. We're looking forward to seeing where this goes and where you take it. And I know when you roll through Toronto, there's going to be a buzz here. We were talking about this earlier this afternoon. When you're here, if you're playing and you're starting, we'll be down at the park. So we're looking forward to it. And best of luck in Hamilton. And I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time. Thank you, guys.
There's Johnny Manziel, the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
I love it. I think it's great for the league.